This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Shocking double homicide in Northwest Arkansas. We're covering it for you right here, and I've had a lot of exclusive interviews with some folks who were on the trail that day. Believe they saw the man, described him in great detail here on the program in a previous video. You can see that. Talked to the 911 dispatcher, heard this horrific story, which amounts to this. And if you have kids, be ready. A couple, 41, 43-year-old, new to the Northwest Arkansas area, going out for a hike on a Saturday afternoon at a very popular hiking trail called Devil's Den. Sounds ominous, right? It's really not. Beautiful trails. I've been there many times. And it's just a great place to go out and enjoy a summer day in nature. In the afternoon, somewhere between 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that couple is confronted on the trail by a man wearing pretty much all black. Also has a large backpack with him, one that you would not take out to a hiking trail. More of an industrial size one. And the mom and the dad, both of them out there for that simple day of enjoyment with their daughters, are stabbed to death on the trail. Mom, as it's happening, screams to the children, run. Run as fast and as far as you can. The daughters took heed. They ran, thanks to some kind folks who were out also enjoying the trail, found these girls and brought them to the park ranger station, to which they called 911 and described what they experienced. These kids, both under the age of 10, witnessing their father being stabbed in the chest on the trail and the mother eventually also succumbing to their wounds. They said they ran until they couldn't hear her scream anymore. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. This is a real shocking one. This is straight out of a nightmare. The suspect, as of our recording right now, Jennifer, still on the loose, and we'll talk about more of the vehicle identification or what is known as of right now. But what do you make of a story like this? This man out there on this trail, we don't know if this was a targeted attack. We don't know if this was random, but to pull this off in the middle of a Saturday afternoon on a very busy hiking trail, what are you making of this with your FBI background and experience?
Well, the first thing you always look at is the inner circle. You have to do it. Who knew they were out there hiking? Mm-hmm. Who might have reason to harm these two, the parents? To me, when I saw the details about he was gloved, they described it as, I think, weightlifting type gloves or other sorts of gloves that would be very unusual to be hiking in. As you mentioned, the backpack. I mean, this guy was on a mission. Mm-hmm. This was no accident. This wasn't just I think I'm going to kill somebody. This was somebody that planned this. So you have to start with that. Now, could it be random? It could be. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the Rachel Morin case that most of us are familiar with. Yeah. A lot of people wondered about that because she had a set thing that she, her running style and where she ran and so on and so forth. And many people looked at that inner circle, but oftentimes these can be random. I would find it odd that it would be random. I mean, if you have a situation like that, you literally might have a predator out there that could be stalking hiking trails, just waiting for their next victim. It's spooky.
And that's what I wonder about with this case. This family was brand new to the area. They had recently moved here from, I believe, Montana. First year, the kids are getting into school. And it's kind of discovering the area. It's a lot of what I did. I went out and hiked a lot when I first moved to Northwest Arkansas. It's a beautiful area. There's not a lot of crime here. Walmart's headquartered here. We have a pretty good economy. So it's not a banjo sticks deliverance type situation when some think of the state of Arkansas. Very much not like that at all. I would picture more like Colorado in the area that we're in. I talked with a couple who were on the trail that day, about an hour before this took place, and they described this man came towards them. It was roughly 100 degrees that day on the trail, even hotter with the humidity, wearing a long sleeve shirt, long pants, the gloves, a hat, the big backpack. Again, not what you would expect. And walking, as they described, almost on a mission, but did look them up and down, made them feel very uncomfortable. And they passed many people that day on that trail. When they found that this had happened the following day, when they heard it in the news, this was the first person that they thought of as being likely the suspect. And it turns out it very likely was. To have someone out there, and I guess that the part that gets me is the looking up and down, the almost pause to look at this group and then continue on. And I don't know if that's exactly what happened, but it does make you wonder, was this man out on the trail looking for the right victim based on, is there anyone else around? Are these people I could take on? And then did he just find the ones that he thought he could? Was a mom and dad with two little girls under the age of 10?
Yeah, that is the victimology is something you always look at in these cases. But the good news, I think, is because this was such a well-traveled trail, mm-hmm. you're going to have information from where that car, I think it was a Mazda.
That's what they believe.
That's what they're believing. Yeah. It's still sketchy, right, Tony?
It is. A black four-door sedan, possibly a Mazda. I spoke earlier with the 911 dispatcher who handled this that day earlier today. And there is some consensus that it may have been a Mazda. Acura, BMW, people thought it might be a bit of a higher-end car than a Mazda. But a four-door sedan, something in those lines, and they believe it was a foreign car as well. The license plate had been taped over, so no one was able to identify the plate at all. But something of that line. They've not officially said a Mazda, but they said possibly a Mazda as of right now.
You know, I love it when these crooks think that that's a smart thing to do. You know, they get rid of their fingerprints. They do all these things. By taping that over, he's going to be seen taping it, or mm-hmm. he's going to be seen entering that park with it taped over. I mean, it makes it so clear, the travel and the voyage of that car. So that's always a mistake when these bad guys think that that's a good idea. But I think we're going to have a lot of trail cam footage mm-hmm. or other footage that is going to do him in. The fact that the kids saw him, mm-hmm. But I tell you, as an investigator, you would not normally, if you're going to attack somebody, you would want to attack somebody that was completely by themselves, mm-hmm. where no witnesses would be around or be seen or be left alive. You attack four people, the children get away. When I say attack, aggressively go forward. You're using a knife, which is so close in proximity, hand to hand. It's so personal mm-hmm. Compared to using a gun or a weapon. It means that you yourself are possibly going to leave a lot behind of you mm-hmm. because often in stabbings, you inadvertently stab yourself. The fight is on, right? So mm-hmm. DNA, there's sweat, it's 100 degrees out, as opposed to taking a pop shot at somebody mm-hmm. from a distance. So all these things are coming to mind to me, wondering if they had any enemies. It's just, that's definitely where I would start for sure, is who knew them and who had issue.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's hard to grasp if this is a random attack or if this was targeted, because in a lot of ways it feels targeted. But we don't know that fact as of right now. In a situation like this, and obviously people who carry out things like this, they do act in different ways, but we're now roughly 48 hours into when this crime took place. Where would you suspect maybe this man might be today? Is this someone who attacks? Is this the type of thing where they're going to stick around the area? They may want to go back to the general area of the crime scene. You can't get into the park right now. That area is all shut down. But as we saw in the Koberger situation, he went and drove by the home. Would you suspect that this might be a man that's lurking in plain sight in the public in the general area, or someone who may have fled far away by now?
Yeah, well, it depends. If this is completely random, mm-hmm. and this is an individual who's stalking individuals and attacking, people hunt where they live, eat, and work. Mm-hmm. That's just, you don't go to another state or another area to hunt. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, if this is a random, he is around there, just like Koberger was. Mm-hmm. If this is not a random and this was targeted, I mean, then you have to wonder, was somebody hired to do this hit and came from another state, came from another area, and then went back to that area? So it really greatly depends on what this is going to be. But I tell you, I wouldn't be doing any hiking if I were in Arkansas in and around that area until this guy's caught.
Yeah, number one, it's hot. So that's my first excuse I would usually use to not go get exercise. Number two, there's a killer on the loose. So that's my second one. Hopefully by fall when it's cooler, they'll have him caught and I can get back out on the trails, or I'll have another excuse of some sort. But my God, this was it's just a shocking, horrible, horrible story. And there's still probably a lot more to come on this as he is still on the loose. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, thanks for your insight as always.